for legal information and not legal advice. Listen to Law Talk. Oh, listen to Law Talk.
Hey everyone, my name's Holly and we're here at Weston Law with Pro Bono Students Canada.
Hey, and I'm Matt. Today we're talking about door-to-door sales. Please keep in mind that everything we say is legal information and not legal advice.
So what kinds of door-to-door sales are covered by the Consumer Protection Act, also known as the CPA?
First of all, the CPA says there needs to be a direct agreement in writing. The sale needs to be worth $50 or more, and the agreement needs to have been made at your home or your business, somewhere that is not governed by the supplier.
Okay, so it basically covers anything that's of value sold at my door for which I have a written agreement?
Exactly!
Okay, so things like new roofing, new paving, air conditioning units or landscaping, any of those kind of things?
Yeah, even books from the now mythical door-to-door encyclopedia salesman would be covered, so long as they cost more than $50 and you have a written agreement.
So, what happens if I don't want the encyclopedias anymore? Can I return them?
Yes, you can, providing it's within 10 days of receiving a copy of the written agreement. You don't even have to give a reason.
Okay, well that's easy. But what happens if the 10 days has passed? Can I get a refund if I find out my book is all torn up and ratty?
Well, maybe. Did they tell you that the books were going to be new and in good condition?
They sure did.
In that case, they've made a false statement about their product, and you're covered by the CPA. A false statement can cover anything from a lie about the price, the quality, the availability of the goods, or even your need for the good.
Okay, so what about if there's nothing wrong with the books, but you took advantage of me because I can't read, and yet you still sold me the books, even though you knew? Can I get my money back then?
Yes, you can. That's another kind of unfair business practice covered by the Consumer Protection Act. So if they take advantage of your language disability, if they grossly overcharge you, if they know that you're not going to be able to afford it, or even if they try and pressure you into signing the contract when you're not sure. Just so we're clear, this even covers the type of situation where a sketchy door-to-door guy comes up to grandma's house and tries to sell her something which she may not need or she may feel pressured into accepting.
Okay, that's great. But you keep saying I'm covered by the Act, but what does that really mean for me if I'm stuck with bad encyclopedias? What do I need to do to get my money back?
The first thing you need to do is write the supplier a letter saying you want to cancel the agreement and return the goods. You can cancel any way you want, but if you write a letter, you have proof. You can get a sample letter from the Ministry of Consumer Services website. If you cancel the agreement, you should get a refund within 15 days if the supplier plays nice.
Okay, great. Well, that's all well and good if the supplier agrees to give me my money back, but what happens if they refuse? What's my next step?
Once you've sent the initial letter and you never heard back or you don't think the response was appropriate, then you can complain to the Ministry of Consumer Services. They can order the supplier to comply with the Act, in a case like this, probably giving you your money back. The Ministry does have a consumer beware list. Be sure to check it before you sign any costly agreements with a door-to-door salesman, and that's available on the Ministry's website. Just so you know, you can sue the company if you sue within 2 years, but that's really expensive. It's best to go to the Ministry first.
Okay, awesome. So I know what to do if my goods aren't what you told me they would be, or if you refuse to give me my money back. And you said everything I need, like all the sample letters, they're all on the Ministry of Consumer Services website?
They sure are.
Okay, so thanks for listening to Weston Law and Pro Bono Students Canada. I'm Holly Cunliffe.
And I'm Matt Mitchell.
See you next time.
Law Talk is a co-production of Community Law School, Sarnia Lambton, Community Legal Services, and Pro Bono Students Canada at Western University. The information is accurate as of October 2011 and is not legal advice.
For legal information and not legal advice, listen to